Simone, thanks so much for speaking to us this morning.
Thanks for having me on.
Could you tell us how long there's been a moratorium on fracking in Western Australia?
The McGowan Labor government, before they won the election in March 2017, promised a ban on fracking in the southwest Peel and Perth Metro, so the southwest corner of WA, and a moratorium in the rest of the state pending an inquiry. The inquiry was meant to be public, independent, scientific, and we think it failed on all of those aspects in one way or another. And they weren't meant to lift the ban until the inquiry could prove that fracking could be done safely with regards to water, land, health and the climate. And we don't consider that they've done that. So we actually think this is an election promise, and the communities consider it an election promise broken, as well.
And I've seen the argument floating around, you know, the land made available for fracking would only consist of about 2% of the state's area. How big an environmental impact could be made with just 2% of land?
So 2% of land in WA, it's a very big state. So it's actually 5 million hectares. It's nearly the size of Tasmania. And it's in all the areas where the gas licences currently are, or the exploration, production and retention licences is where they're allowed to go ahead, apart from an extra area in the on the Dampier Peninsula. But on top of that, they haven't actually banned fracking in the rest of the 98% of the state. They've just said they have stopped fracking. But actually, in the recommendations that they're adopting, they're actually talking about new acreage release process. So it looks like companies can apply to explore and frack in new areas of the state as well. So we're very concerned. And even just in that 2%, which isn't just a small amount anyway, that's where people have actually been protesting for years now, declaring the gas of free communities, you know, Aboriginal groups in the Kimberley voting no, because of the concerns that, yep, fracking starting in those areas could have huge impacts. And the industry is known, the unconventional gas industry is known to scale up very quickly because it's an expensive process. And they want to export the gas, not just use it for domestic purposes.
And speaking of the people that have been protesting, I understand that local landholders and Indigenous title holders have actually can come up against some legal recourse if they object to fracking on or near their property.
Yeah, so the government now has promised veto rights for landholders and traditional owners for production fracking. Now, we're still yet to see how that will actually work, but even then, if that works out, they can't actually veto exploration fracking. So exploration fracking can go ahead. There doesn't seem to be many limits to that, and it can still be very dangerous. And it includes activities like actual fracking, but also seismic activity, laying down pipelines, building roads and things like that. So there's a lot of concerns around that still. And on top of that, gas companies can buy up land, and they could frack right next to your property next door, even if you could say no.
And so say this all goes ahead, what are the people of Western Australia get out of this, supposedly?
Well, they're claiming cheaper gas prices and jobs, but actually this could very likely drive up gas prices. On the East Coast, we've seen gas prices, I think, triple because the gas companies keep the more expensive gas for the domestic market and export the cheaper gas to make more money. And jobs-wise, there's actually more jobs in renewable energy going into the future. The fracking industry doesn't actually employ that many people at all. It's not an existing industry in WA, unconventional gas fields. And in Queensland, the unconventional gas fields in Queensland have shown there's a report, research that points to the fact that for every 10 unconventional jobs that have been created, there's actually takes away 18 other jobs in other services and industries in that area. So it actually ends up with a decrease in jobs in total.
Those are some pretty dire numbers.
Yeah, it's pretty shocking. We don't know, of course, if it's exactly the same in WA, and there are some jobs in construction early on if the industry really gets going. But after that, it's a lot of just very specialised drilling FIFO jobs.
Do you think that this is going to, I guess, clear the road for the further expansion of fracking in Western Australia?
Oh, for sure. We think it's a massive green light to the industry, and the industry have welcomed the decision. APIA, the industry lobby group, are happy. Small companies are putting out media releases about that they can now go ahead with fracking in their key projects. So, this is a massive green light as well as a foot in the door for other areas where the McGowan government is trying to pretend that they're stopping fracking.
Well, I'm sure we'll chat to you again as there's some updates. Simone, thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thanks very much.